fences.
Yeah. Have you ever, we're talking about fences, have you ever seen a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock that you might get out of a field?
Mm-hmm. It's a rock fence.
Do you see many of those around here?
No, they're not too many. I got a rock garden down home that I made out of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Stack them up, you know, like you do. Used to make chimneys all get out of rocks and mud. But there ain't no rock chimneys on my place. Might be one or two, but they've about done away with all of them.
What would you say that, you know, your best dishes, the one that you, ones that you use when company comes, what are those things usually made out of?
Well, now, long then, there wasn't too much china, and there was tin plates more so then than they are now, and then it was made of, I reckon, what I'd call it, out of a kind of a pottery, a clay, like,
way
back on.
Most of the real good ones made out of some kind of china.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of that? Somebody might use to try to get a hen to lay, you know?
Yeah, I have.
What would you call something like that?
A nest egg is what I'd always heard it called.
Just a nest egg?
Yeah, they just leave that in there.
Was it usually made out of china?
Well, it was made out of some sort of, it wasn't china, it was just some sort of pottery and painted white.
But it wasn't a china egg?
No, I reckon that. And I have seen glazed eggs, just solid, just a glaze.
Mm-hmm.
Or a nest egg, but most of them was made out of a clay pottery and it was just painted white.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to carry water in if you had to get some from the well?
Well, we'd call it a water bucket long when I first.
What would it be made out of?
It'd be made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
A good many of them made out of cedar.
Mm-hmm. What about what you would use to milk in, get your milk in?
Well, it would be we call it the milking bucket or milk pail. It would just be a metal bucket.
Are a pail and a bucket the same thing?
Mm-hmm. That's what we always call.
Doesn't make any difference if it's made out of wood or metal?
No. Now, a water bucket, way back yonder, they was all, I reckon, made out of wood. But now the well bucket that you lay down in there, it was made out of, I never did see a wood one of them.
Mm-hmm.
If it was, they'd call it a keg.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've seen some water kegs,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't call them buckets.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen just to throw scraps in, you know, to feed the pigs?
Well, when I come along, I call it a slop bucket.
Slop bucket?
Mm-hmm.
What about something might be bigger than that that you keep in the kitchen to throw waste material into?
Garbage can, or trash can.
What would you use in your kitchen to cook something like ham and eggs in? What would your wife use?
You mean on top of the stove now?
The thing that she put the ham and eggs in and then put that on the stove. What do you call that?
Well, I call it now a frying pan. They used to call it skillets.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in the skillet that I always know would be a heavier, it was thicker than what the frying pan is made out of now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now I've got one of them